Okay, good morning, Masechet Tmura. We're on Daf Lamed, and we're starting on the Amud HaOmer HaChavero Heilach Taleze. Okay, so this shiur is being broadcast. We already doctored Barcelona. If you just look at the Mishnah, you'll see the Mishnah on Kaf Chet. Where's the Mishnah? Kaf Chet. Where's the Mishnah for this? The Mishnah is on Kaf Tet Amud Aleph at the bottom. So the Mishnah said Vezu et Nan, and then we said Amel Zona Helech Talze Bischarech. Right. So we've been asking the whole time. Basically, this is all based on the very first Mishnah of the Perek, which lists a whole lot of examples. Right. We had Arovea, Nirba, Mukta, Nevad, Mechir, Kilayim, Treifa, Yotze, Dofen. So now we're on to Mechir. This is Mechir, right? So the Mishnah they spoke about Mechir. And Rashi they explained that the Mechir was a Mechir Shtetel Kashtub Abur Kelev. Basically, if you bought a dog and you gave a lamb for a dog, we've seen this Gemara before, we've come across it before, right? If you gave a lamb for a dog, then the lamb couldn't be brought to the Mizbeach. So here the Mishnah says, V'ezehu, it's basically the extension of that whole Mishnah. This is the extension of Mishnah, the very first Mishnah of the Perek. So now, the Mishnah is like this, V'ezehu Mechir Kelev. So what is a Mechir Kelev? Right, what is a Mechir Kelev? So Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Ha'omer lechaveiro heilech. The Shitta changes from holich to heilech, like the Mishnah. Heilech taleze tachat Kelev. Right? Basically, you say to him, "Katachat kelev ze." So the Masor Hashas adds, it says, "Heilech tale ze tachat kelev ze." Take this lamb for that dog. You buy a nice dog. V'chein, another example in the Mishnah, right? Another example, the same type. We saw all of this in Masechet Bechorot, by the way. All of this has come straight out of Masechet Bechorot. We learned it there. V'chein shnei shutafim shechilku. Echad natal asara ve'echad tish'a ve'kelev. Remember this? One partner took 10 lambs, and one took 9 lambs and a dog. So now, shekeneged ha'kelev. So now, we said like this. Shekeneged ha'kelev. I'm reading it here with the Shittim HaKubetz, the Latin subreddit here, sorry. Shekeneged ha'kelev asurim ve'im ha'kelev mutar. Okay, so shekeneged hakelev asurim v'shem hakelev mutar. So it seems here that the guy who took the 10 lambs against, as opposed to the guy who took the dog, all 10 shekeneged hakelev asurim, that's what she changes it to asur, they're all asur v'shem hakelev mutar. But the guy who took the dog with him, the 9 lambs plus the dog, he can use his 9 lambs, no problem. He can bring a korban. Rashi says this: shekeneged hakelev asurin la krava de mechir kelev hein. All of them are a mechir kelev. Right? We're going to wonder just now in the Gemara, why could do one against one? But at the moment it seems like all 10 of them are asur. Then the next case over here: asur mechir kelev etnana kelev. He has an etnana kelev. So we got mechir kelev. And now etnan kelev. What's an etnan kelev? Right, Rashi says etnan kelev. What's an etnan according to Rashi? Heilech tale ze. God says, take this lamb. V'talin kalbatcha etzli. Leave your dog with me. I want to sleep with the dog. He's paying you to have sexual relations with your dog. Gives you a lamb and you give him your dog. So that is an etnan kelev. So now we're seeing in a third category here. Umechir zona. Right? Umechir zona. Now just remember this whole group here. Mechir kelev, etnan kelev, and mechir zona. Okay, all of them. So what's a mechir zona? We know, we've looked up today about etnan for a zona, and etnan is paying a prostitute. Right? Umechir zona, ara elu mutarin. What's a mechir zona? Look at Rashi. Sheichlif tale bezona. Okay, so it's not 100% sure now what it means here, because it says, it seems like you switched the prostitute for a tale. But you look at Rashi there, it says, basically, we'll see later that you sold your shivcha as a zona. That's really what it means. Okay, Shneimar. And now, but the Mishnah is telling us that all of these things are mutar. All these animals are mutar. Why? Shneimar shnayim below arba'a. Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, below tavi etnan zona u'mechir kelev. Our problem bringing to the Mishnah is an etnan zona and a mechir. Now we're speaking about over here, right? An etnan kelev and a mechir zona. So the first one, the mechir kelev, is a problem. But the last two, etnan zona and mechir kelev, mechir zona and etnan kelev, are mutar b'rit mila midas, because it only says the two of them. And again, vladotahen. Now, vladot, I think even of an etnan zona and mechir kelev, we'll see, also mutarin. Why? Because the Mishnah says, hein velo vladotahen. They are sur, not the Rashi, the mechir v'etnan. The Rashi is the vladot, the mechir v'etnan. They are mutar, shtemar shtehem velo vladotahen. Okay, so now the Gemara starts. Tarabanan, mechir kelev. Zehu Khalifai Kelev. So the Mishnah is trying to understand now, what is a Mechir Kelev? A Mechir Kelev is a Khalifai Kelev. So if a Mechir Kelev, V'chein hu omer, Timkor imcha belo hon, belo ribita v'mechirahem. See, yeah, the Mechirahem means that you sold your imcha belo hon, and you never added too much for their price. So we see that the Mechir is really the same as exchanging, value. So we say, well, maybe not. Maybe it, but a mechir etnan is actually etnan zona. Be honest with you, I got a bit confused with how this Gemara part goes away. Maybe we're talking here about isur here is an etnan zona. So the Gemara says, if you look here at the shita there, the yura of the shita mekubetzet, and up to Patrick says there, the vav, not this, the vav, etnan mamash. Rashi, I think, says as well, etnan mamash. Mechir kelev, where is it? Can anybody see it? Yeah. Ema etnan mamash. Daha mechir kelev hanu etnan. She says, no, maybe say that a mechir kelev is not a different. We want to say mechir kelev, yeah, we explained it as an exchange for a dog. So maybe no. A mechir kelev is mamash and etnan. Right? And it's an etnan for kelev. Right, which would basically tell us, if you look at the Agoda Bach there, it says behainu etnan, v'have shlosha etnan, and there'd be three things here: etnan zona, etnan u'mechir kelev. And then we've got three things which would be asur, because we at the moment said that mechir kelev is anyone that's asur, and a mechir zona and etnan kelev are mutar. So Gemara said, no, maybe say that this mechir kelev is the same as etnan. Then we've got etnan kelev, mechir etnan zona, and all three of them are isurim, are all asur to bring to Beit HaMikdash. So then the Gemara says, no, if that's the case, there's a lot of change here to this girsa. So he says, im kein havu tlata, right, velo havu, im kein havu tlata velo shnai. That's really good to read, because our pasuk says two, and we say if that's the case, there'd be a third isur over here. Gemara says, so now the Gemara rephrases the question. Me coming in anan etnan u'mechir. Did we say anatnan and mechir? No, etnan velo mechir kamrina. We said don't call it a mechir, saying there's a new concept of a mechir. On the contrary, said etnan is a mechir. Not that it's an etnan and a mechir and etnan two types. Say no, there's just an etnan and a mechir is an etnan. It was the same thing. Gemara says no. Can't be imke demakra lo tavi etnan zona v'kelip. That was the case, and the pasuk should have said, "Lo tavi a pasuk zavi, lo tavi etnan zona u'mechir kelev." If an etnan and a mechir are the same thing, then the pasuk should have said, "Lo tavi etnan zona v'kelev." We know there's an etnan kelev and an etnan zona. It didn't say that. It said mechir kelev and etnan zona. Midichtiv etnan zona mechir kelev. Shma mina that the different things altogether, and there's a mechir kelev and an etnan kelev and etnan zona, and they're all completely different. Okay. The next line of the Mishnah was Ashut Tafid Shechilku Echad Natal B'chule. Here we got a case of the partners who split up their lots. The one took 9 plus a dog, the one took 10 lambs. So the Gemara says, Nipuk Chade Lahade Kalba. Why do we say all 10 that the guy bought in exchange for the 9 plus the lamb are all Asur? On the contrary, say one of them is Asur. So there's one which is equal to the dog. He took 9 for 9 and 1 for a dog. And those nine are good. And the one they took as a dog, that is the one that is the problem. Simply say nipuk echad laharikalba v'enech kula lishtruv. All the rest are muta. The Moshe Nachim asking, what are we talking about? Kegon de tvei demei kelev michad minayu. The dog was worth more than the lambs. V'hai tifuna de kelev sharei b'chulu. And basically, I read out the Rashi outside. It's a long Rashi. You've got two different versions here. Basically, the story is as follows. Let's say that each lamb was worth one mana in the normal case. And then the guy who took the dog plus the nine lambs, each lamb is worth slightly less than a mana. That's what Rashi says. And the dog is worth more than a mana. So you've got the difference between the excess of the dog split over the difference, the shortfall of the mana between all of the nine lambs. So really, one dog wasn't worth one lamb. One dog was worth many lambs, right? So you add them all together. Basically, you've got a part of the dog in every single lamb, and that's why the lambs here are not good. But if, on the other hand, I imagine you had a dog equal to that of a lamb, then in fact, you could say nipukhala and have one lamb set aside for the dog, and the rest of the other lambs would be good. Okay, then the Mishnah Karen says, etnan keleb umechir zona mutar. So we've got an etnan zona and mechir keleb. You bought a dog, that's asur, with a lamb, and if you paid a prostitute for an etnan, it would be asur. But he has an etnan keleb. We basically bought the dog to have sex with the dog, and a mechir zona, right, so that, as opposed to an etnan zona, a mechir zona is something else. Right, we had over there a Mechir Zona. Remember, we saw Mechir Zona at the very end of the Mishnah, the very last line there of the Mishnah. Right, that was when you bought the slave to become you paid somebody for their slave. Right, that was the Mechir Zona. So now I'm going to say like this. Etnan bekelev mechir zona mutar. Amar Rav Parzakia and Rav Ashi. Rabbi from Parzakia. We're going to see a couple of interesting names here on the daf. From Ashi said like this. He says to him, Minaha milta, Dabu Rabbanan. Where did we get this from? That Rabbanan said, Ein znut le behemot. That there's no znut in a behemot. Right? Because what do we say? Look at Rashi. And remember, Diktani magnetin etnan kelev mutar. We said over there that etnan kelev, if somebody paid you with a lamb to take your dog for the night, it's mutar when it's a korban. And we know that if somebody pays for a prostitute, it's a mutar for a korban. Right? So how come here the Torah doesn't seem to think that sleeping with a dog is considered znut, paying for a dog is znut, to cause the korban to be asur? Yeah, the korban is fully mutar. So it says, Amalei lo nishmot kra lichtov etnan zona vekelev. So when we got the pasuk, says Lo tavi etnan zona umechir kelev. Now the pasuk wasn't looking to save space. If it wanted just an issur, it would have said Lo tavi etnan zona vekelev. They would have known it zona etnan kelev. It's also asur. But here it didn't. It said etnan zona umechir kelev. So it says Lo nishmor kra. The pasuk wasn't looking to cut itself up. Lichtov etnan zona vekelev. Write etnan zona vekelev. So therefore, clear from that. If the pasuk wasn't worrying about it, it wasn't an issue. There was no shortage. The pasuk would have written it if it had to. If it wanted to, it would have written it. Now, Gemara brings the Tanya Miyachi. We learned in a brighter as well. Minayin letnan kalev u'mechelev u'mechir zona shemutarin. Now that is exactly our Mishnah, by the way. If you look at Rashi, if you look at the Mishnah a second, remember I said, pay attention. We're going to get to the Mishnah. If you look in the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, "Ezu mechir kelev." Amelech haver holichta leze tachar kelev. It says, "Avia ezehu minayin letnan kelev mechir nashim mutarin." Shneimar bo, shneimar shnayim velo arba velo tehem mutarin. Shneimar. Right, we said there. It's at the end of the Mishnah. It says there, "Etnan akelev mechir zona hara elu mutarin." Shneimar shnayim velo arba. So, basically, took our Mishnah and rephrased it. And Rashi comments on that. Look at Rashi. Rashi's Tanya Mihachi. He says over there, and he brings. If you look at the Mishnah Shaste Kaf Gimel, says Yitai Miachi Etnan Kedem Bechule Garsin Alai. He changed it slightly, and he says there it's in square brackets Matnitin He, and in Mishum the Tani Bebrighter Minayin Le Etnan Bechule. So just we added it because we went to the Brighter the same question. We said Minayin Le Etnan, Right? Behedirachi maitila vegimgum. Look at Rashi. So it seems like a stammering. In other words, we're not quite sure why the Gemara's got it here. Venire li de lo gar sinanla. So Rashi said they shouldn't even be here, because they're not teaching us anything new. Tell me, Achim, inayin etnam kelev mechir zonashi mutarin, shneemar shnayim velo arba velotem mutarin, shneemar gam shnehem, hey velo lotem. Basically, a very recap of the Mishnah. We never learned anything new of Yekane. Amar Rava. Rava says like this. Vlad hanirvaat asura. So Rava says, Vlad hanirvaat, if you've got an animal that had been had relations with a human being, the Vlad is also asur. Why is the Vlad asur? So he says, he uvlada nirvu. When that person had relations with the animal, so if he had relations with it with the fetus as well. Right? And we know the whole concept. We learned the Gemara, by the way. We know the whole concept because we're saying that Vlad Yerich Imo. That the Vlad is basically a petition of the mother. And therefore, if there's a Vlad in there, it was with the Vlad as well. And Amar Rava, Rava says again. Sorry, and the Gemara carries on and says, Vlad nogachat, the Shita adds in the word Vlad, Vlad nogachat asura. If an animal gored somebody else, now it's a goring animal, and it becomes asur, so he uvlada nakhu, why the Vlad's also asur? Because if basically she was pregnant at the time, and when she gored, so did that Vlad go, so therefore it's also asur. Right? And then the Mishnah, the Gemara carries on and says, Vlad muktza, v'ne'evad mutar. However, so we got a vlad of a gnawing animal, of a muad, that would be asur. A vlad of a nirba would be asur. But a vlad of a muktza and a nevad, muktza set aside for a zoro, a nevad, even pray to it, the vlad would be mutar. Look at Rashi, vlad muktza v'nevad mutar. De lo akzei el ladida. You never set aside for Avodah Zorah, only the mother. And so too, when you served it, when you did Avodah Zorah to the animal, it was only to the mother. Here the Gemara says, my time, exactly like it was, the mother you served, and not the Vlad as well. The Gemara is another Girsa. Ikeda Amri, Vlad Muktzav Nevad Asur. Here we have another version that is actually Asur, not Mutar. My time, because yeah, you're pretty happy when you set aside an animal for Avodah Zorah, or you serve it. You're quite happy with a big grown-up, swollen, enlarged, pregnant animal, right? Amarav ad chaboyi bar ami, amarav hamekadesh beferish shor haniskal. So now we're going to see a bit of another angle of this. So then we're going to shor haniskal, right? That's a shor that's gored, it's going to be killed. So now if you marry a woman with the feces of the shor haniska. Okay, we're being very creative this morning, right? You be married with the feces of shor haniska. But to tell you something, while we're on the word of feces, we were in Nice on Friday, and we were in the market in Nice, and our guide showed us that they sell these little green, like round, stubby looking pasta. And the pasta is actually called dog's feces, if you can imagine. That's the label on it, that's how they sell it. I suppose maybe the word feces is not really so ma'us as it is to us. I don't know, maybe in other languages. Anyhow, so you makaja fere shor haniska, right? If you marry a woman with the feces of a shor haniska, makudeshet, you married. Now that, just on the side, from a Kenyan point of view, why are you married? Because it's obviously yours. It seems over here from the Torah telling us, even the shor haniska, you can't get hana from because it's going to be killed, but it seems like the feces is yours and you can get hana from it. On the other hand, beferesh egle avodah zorah, if you use the feces of an idol worshipped egla, ena mekudeshet. See, because you can't get any hana from it. Gemara says, my timer. What's the reason? Ibad aim a krav, ibad aim a svar. There are two reasons the Gemara gives. One is based on logic, one is based on a pasuk. Ibad aim a svara, if you want to see from svara, why is it okay? Why, in other words, why is it asur with the egle avodah zorah? Nichelek avodah zorah benifichei. We see over here that any excrement or any part, right? Any additions to it, right, which would be the nefichet, it's enlarged, it's widened up, it's increased, anything like that, right, nichele, So when it comes to feces, of Avodazara, you're happy that it's full it is, the more it has, whatever, etc. So therefore, because you're happy with it, it's all part of your Avodazara process, so the Isra is included. There's nothing happy, exciting to you about. On the contrary, the less the Shor HaNiskal has got, the happier you are, because they're going to get killed. So you want to get out of it whatever you can. And that's my explanation. And Ibad Amakra, another way of explaining also a pasuk. We're in a pasuk. Why? Gabe Avodat Kochavim Ketiv. With regard to Avodat Kochavim, with a pasuk, it says, Velo tavi toiva el beitecha, vayita cherem kamohu. Right? Cherem kamohu. The cherem is on all of it, like it. And therefore the Gemara learns, kol shata mehayem imen, whatever you make from it, or mehayem is like, or says, do from it, make from it, kol shata mehayem imen, arehu kamohu, it's basically an extension of it. The Gabesho HaNiskal Ketiv, and there's the God Gabesho HaNiskal, there the Pasuk, comes from Shmot Kaf Aleph. It says, V'chigach shor et ish, o et isha, v'meit, sakol yisaker ashor, v'lo yachel et besaro, right? V'lo yachel besaro, besaro asur, persho mutar. Okay, so that's a couple of angles there. We've learned Bechir Kelev, Etnan Kelev, Etnan Zona, Shor, the parish of Shor HaNiskal, the parish of Shor of Egla Avodah Zorah. Now the Mishnah moves on. So now we've got a case like this. This is already a new Mishnah, completely separate to what we learned in the first Mishnah of Kol HaAsurim. So as we finish the first Mishnah, and I think we finished the first Mishnah now. As a name, because of the Mashallah Vasur. Now, Mishnah carries on. Now, Tanla. So now, instead of an etnan, instead of giving a prostitute a lamb, right? Instead of giving her the lamb, you give her money. Right? So now, Tanla money, ma'ot, harel mutarin. The money here hasn't got Isra over like a lamb. In other words, when we say mutar over here, the idea being that you can bring it as, you can use that money now to buy a korban. If you gave a yeinot, or shmanim, or saltot, or chol daba shechayotzev, or krevel gam izbeach asra, if you gave her anything that you would bring it on the battlement, you gave her wine, or oil, or solet, yeah, fine flour, any of those things, you basically bring them as korbanot, or anything else, shechayotzev, or krevel gam izbeach, I imagine maybe even water here. I haven't seen an example here, by the way. I suppose you gave her water even. You bring water as a korban, as a nisuch hayat mai. I'm not sure. Anything of that kind, that would be asur. Right? Natala mukdashin. If you gave her an animal you already dedicated as a korban, harele mutarin. It would be mutar. Look at Rashi there. Tanla mukdashin. Lo chayel alayhu etnan kevash begemor. We'll start in the Gemara that you can't then make it into etnan. I suppose, we'll see when it comes to Gemara, but the svara would be that if you're a magdish animal, so it already belongs to Ben HaMikdash, you can't now do anything with it. You can't, remember we saw, you can't metama, you can't posel something which is not yours. It has to be barashut. See, it's not yours, so you can't do anything. So if you gave her a korban that was dedicated, it's muta. Ofot, if you gave her chickens, now Rashi points out here that ofot we're speaking about over here, ochulin. They're not dedicated chickens yet. Chulin, elu asurin, shuv lakrava. You can't now use the chickens. Elu asurin. Right? Now the Mishnah says, "Avia, a bit of a kavachomer." Shaya badin. We can learn here from a kavachomer. Ma im amukdashim, with a regular korban animal, shamum posel bahen. That if it gets a mum, it becomes a pasul for a korban. Ein etnan umechir chalehen. It'll get a mum. Mechir and etnan don't apply to them. So we learn a kavachomer. Ofot she'ein amum posel bo, ein odin shlo yet nanu mechiru chalehem. I'm not sure with the logic of the kavachomer, but the Gemara, the Mishnah says as follows: we know that, remember, an animal is mutar, is asur as a mum, right? Even a small mum. With the off, we learned there had to be a very nikah, like lose a limb. Remember, an animal that had like a chicken that had a cataract in its eye, or something like it, wouldn't become pasul as a korban. So the Mishnah is learning a kavachomer, saying a regular korban, which is pasul with a mum, cannot become an etnan. So an off, which a mum doesn't pasul it, in other words, it can become pasul just easily, it will become an etnan. Okay? So it seems like when you need a big mum it doesn't become an etnan like an animal. A little mum will become an etnan. It seems like the psul can more easily affect it. It's more prone or sensitive to getting to becoming a psul. That's the Mishnah Lashon, right? And then, okay, Talmud Lomar. So for that reason, we might have thought right? They therefore wouldn't become actually, I explained the answer, I apologize. We're saying we might have thought by din over here that because an animal, which whether it becomes a mum, doesn't become an etnan, or which doesn't get a mum, also would definitely not get an etnan. Sorry, Talmud Lomar, Lechol, Neder, to include off. We might have thought by din that an off wouldn't be an etnan, if a big Kodesh animal wouldn't be an etnan, and it's possible by mum. A chicken which isn't possible by mum certainly wouldn't be an etnan. Apologize, other way around, like I said, explain now. Talmud Lomar, Lechol, Neder, to include off. That's the chirush of an off. Without the pasuk, we wouldn't have thought it off. We thought it off definitely wouldn't become an etnan, like an animal wouldn't become an etnan either. You with me? You understand? I clarified it. Right, okay. The next line of the Mishnah is Kol asur negav mizbeach. Anything that's asur for the mizbeach, vladotehen mutarin. So as a rule, if something's asur, it's vlad's mutar. Rabbi Lezer Omer, right, that's a little bit different to what we learned there about the vlad hanirva. Right, we saw there previously that the vlad hanirva, right, and the vlad of a negucha, right, of a gnawing animal, so that they would be asher as well. But we'll see in a second. Rabbi Lezer Omer Amar, vlad treifa lo yikrav agam yamizbech. It's interesting. Rabbi Lezer says over here that a vlad treifa can't be brought to the mizbech of a vlad treifa. Right, he says a vlad treifa shouldn't be. Look at Rashi, a vlad treifa. Vlad treifa likarev, aval lehedyot, divrei hakol mutar, delav mi gufa karave. So he says a vlad treifa, you shouldn't bring it back to the rabbi. He agreed that you can eat it. There's no problem with eating a vlad treifa. It doesn't become with the treifa, doesn't expand to its vlad as well. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus omer, kshaira sheyan kamina treifa, psula me agav izbech. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus got even a bigger chidush here. He says a ksheira animal, but that suckled from a treifa, it's also psula me agav izbech. Okay, so these are two deot yachid here. It doesn't seem to be that they're brought la halocha in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah carries on and says, kol hakodshim shenasu treifa, and a kodesh. Now we know that a kodesh that got a mum, you can do pidyon, you can redeem it. Right? In fact, there's only time you can do pidyon for with a kodshim that got a mum. But here, a kodshim that became a treifa, the Mishnah says, ain put until you don't redeem it. Why? She'ain put it a kodshim la'achilan leklavim. You don't redeem korban or kodshim, right, to bring, to feed to dogs. Right, it's pretty not mechubad. Okay, and there is a Mishnah Shase, which should we can leave. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Let's go now with the Gemara. Right? Gemara says like this. Tarabana. Natan lachitin. The truth be told is that if you look at the Shittim HaKubeti, which is probably worth looking at, because he's got a whole long addition here before we start this brighter. So he brings a brighter, which is similar to our Mishnah. Let's quickly read it. He's got a Tarabana. Can you all see the Shittim HaKubeti there on Ot Yud? Can you see it? Right? So that's the Tarabanan. Natan lak safim velak chaba behema muterit. If you gave her money and she bought animal mut animal to my timer, etnan kativ lokativ uve etnan. Because it says there etnan, you've got to give her the etnan. And no, it doesn't say uve etnan, and also an etnan with which she would bring. Vod, hainu chilufahen, vchilufahen, hainu vladotahen, utnavotahen mutarin. Then we got yanot, vishmanan, vesaltot, vchule, right? So basically, you've got another extension on that, then he comes to our writer, another writer, Natan Lachitin, Vasan Solis, same idea. Because then you gave her money, basically he's tying it up, you gave her money, she bought an etnan, that's not the issue. The issue is to give her money. Yeah, you gave her chitin, you gave her flour, wheat, Vasan Solis, and she made flour. Or you gave her zaitim, you gave her olive, and she Vasan Shemin, she made Shemin, oil. Or you gave her Navim, grapes, Vasan Yain, right? So Tanichad Asuri, Vatanich Irech Mutari, Machloket Tanaim, yeah. Is it now, would those things be asur or mutar? Amrav Yosef, Tani Gurion de Min Asporak. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. But Gurion from the town of Asporak. Rashi says the Asporak is the name of a town. Shei Makom. Right? He says, Beit Shammai Osrin u Beit Hillel Mutarin. He says over there that that when it's depending on who says who, he says Beit Shammai one says Asur, Beit Hillel says it's Mutar. Beit Hillel, Savrei, Haim Vlorotahen. Haim Vloshinahen. Just like we learned there that the Vlad would be Mutar. Hillel says the same idea. They are Asur and not their Vlad. They are Asur, these things, the wine and the oil, not their Shunen. Not if you buy grapes, you make it into wine. And Beit Shammai says, no, Beit Shammai Savrei, Haim Vlorotahen. He says, agrees with regards to the Vladim. So ever the Pasuk, if you look in the Pasuk we've been using all the time, Lo Tavi et Nanzo Na Mechir Ke, the first Pasuk on our Amud, it says there, Beit Hashem Elokecha, Lechol Neder Ki Toivat Hashem Elokecha, they're Toiva, they're an abomination, Gam Shnehem, and both of them, the et Nan and the Mechir. So he says over there, the Gam Shnehem, the Gam, the Rabot Shinuyehen, also the changes that come out of them. So not just the Israel themselves, also the derivatives. So what about Hillel, Hakativ Gam? Hillel also got Gam, so Hakim Gehid Behillel says that they're Mutar. He says, now Gam Behillel, Kashe. It's amazing this, eh? It is a Kasha. It doesn't give an answer. And Achinami, Behillel's got a problem explaining that Kashe. New Brighter, Terebana, Beit Hashem Elokecha, Prat Lepara. See, Beit Hashem Elokecha, that same passage which we learned, in it says, Lo tavi etnan zona umechir kelev, Beit Hashem Elokecha. That was what you bring into your house. Now, we know para aduma, it doesn't go into the Beit HaMikdash. It's a korban which is done outside. It says, yeah, prat le para. Rashi says, the para is a para aduma. It says, le para aduma. Right? She'ein ba'al abayit, dear Rabbi Lazar. Rashi says, doesn't it go included? Right? In other words, a para aduma, which was an etna, if you gave a woman an etnan, and it turned out to be a para aduma, you can use that into a kosher para aduma. It's quite amazing. You paid a prostitute with a para, and now that para is going to basically be burnt para aduma and used to metame all of Am Yisrael. Wild. From the pasuk, because it says, Beit Hashem Lokecha. Since it doesn't come into the Beit HaMikdash, it's mutar. The Chachamim Omrim Rabot et Harikuin. And Chachamim say, no, what is that Beit Hashem Lokecha? That is, they don't agree, or maybe they do, but it seems that they're arguing on Rabbi Lazar and says, no, it's not coming to exclude a paraduma, it's coming to include Rikuin. Look at Rashi, what are Rikuin? Sipuye le mizbeach in Natan la Zahav. All extra stuff, decorative stuff, adornments. If you gave her gold, etc., it's included. She can't use that stuff to then afterwards go and decorate the Beit HaMikdash. So he says, Man Chachamim, Hu Chachamim, Amrav Chizda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudi, Rabbi Yossi says, Natan la Zaha, if you gave her gold, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudi, Omer, Einosin Rikuin, you can't use Rikuin, you can't use it to decorate any of the stuff that I mean, Afilu Achorei Beit HaKaporet. Look at Rashi, Afilu Beit HaKaporet. So we remember Parkama de Yoma, Gemorin de Yoma, that says, Chadashra Amayu Notrim Ba'azar Achorei Chomat Beit HaKaporet. And we actually learned this, we learned the measurements of the Beit HaMikdash, that behind the Azar there were 11 Amas, and there, right, they built, they had this whole area of the Beit HaKaporet. Afilu Hatam, the killer Kedushata, that area is a lesser level of Kedusha. Asur Ha'etnan, if you're going to use anything which was an Etnan, paid for prostitution, Im Yesham Binyat, you're going to build a building with it, you can't do anything. If you gave her stones, and now she wants to use these stones to build that area there behind Beit HaKaporet, she can't even do that. So we see over here, Rather, this Chachamim is Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, who's very machmir on all the stuff that you can and cannot bring into the Hamikdash. He'll be the one who said even Rikuin or Asur. Okay, now the Mishnah carried on and said, Natan la Mukdashin, you gave her a korban animal already, right? Hare Elu Mutarin. Said over there that it is Mutarin. Now, please go to the Shittur Mekubetzet on Yud Aleph, the Ote 11, because he takes out the line, Vayiyu Mukdashin Uma Ofot, he completely takes out that line, and he brings in a whole line in its place. He says like this, Tarabana, you've got a brighter. Natan la Mukdashin, Hare Elu Mutarin. If you gave her animals, they are kosher, they're good. If a dedicated animal, it's really a korban. Ofot, Hare Elu Asurin. Basically, quoting our Mishnah. Shaya Badin, because we learned to call the Chomer. Ma ima mukdashin shamum posel bahem. What about a korban if it's pasul, a mum pasul zit, ein etnanu mechir chalem, it doesn't become a korban, it doesn't become a etnan. So ofot she'ein amum poselet, and a chicken which a simple mum doesn't pasul it, so it's a kavachomet. Also not becoming etnan. Umechir rat shelo yehem etnan umechir chalalehem. Tamud lomar lechol neder lakamish asay David off. So he says kavachomer mukdashin. So he says to include that off a kavachomer mukdashin. So he says over here, and now we go like this. Kavachomer mukdashin she'ein hamum. Now we got the second line of the wide lines, the first wide lines of the Gemara. Sorry, second line of this section. So he says kavachomer she'ein hamum posel bahen. So etnan umechir chalalehen mukdashin. Shamu posel ben elodin shatal mechir chalalehen. Right, Talmud lomar here can picks up lechol neder. Okay, so basically filled in those dots by like our Mishnah. Talmud lomar lechol neder. Did you follow me there?
Yeah.
Right. Notzi et hanadur. Right. It says there. Talmud lomar. Right. That's why the Torah had to say what it said. Right. Notzi et hanadur. Right. What is a nadur? A nadur is basically something which we have already dedicated, we had a neder to. We've already set aside as a neder, right? In anything like that, what we would make as given etnan, and etnan wouldn't apply. So the Gemara is like this. Taima dema'ati nukra. Now, we only know that because the pasuk specifically excluded it. Ha lo ma'ati nukra. If the pasuk hadn't specifically excluded it, hava mina kiyav la bukdashin chal alehen etnan mechir. We would have thought, if the pasuk had specifically said lechol neder, we would have thought that an etnan and a mechir would apply to a mukdashin. So Gemara said, how can that be? Now it comes to the question we asked in the vision we learned the Mishnah. So, but how can that be? Right? So the Shita again makes a slight change. Vaha ein adam oser davar she'enu shelo. That's the Yud Bet, the 12, the Yud Bet there of the Shita. The Gemara says, ala b'monahu. The Shita explains, it's not his money. The Shita explains it. It's not yours. See, if it's not yours, you can't also sell it. You can't ask us. I can't come into your house and take your chicken and start doing things with it. It's irrelevant what I do with it. I can't do things which are mine. So he says, Amar Hoshaya b'memane al pischo. He says, no, what's going on over here? How does this work? Because it's a korban, so how can I make the korban which I gave to the hegdesh, how can I make it into an isur? What would be the hava amina if we never had the pasuk? He says there, b'mane al pischo. What's b'mane al pischo? He included him in the korban. You know, right, when you have a korban pesach, so you're meant to eat it with other people. Right? Now, what happens if you can't afford the whole korban pesach? Let's look at Rashi over here. B'memane etnan mechir chaleh, b'memane al pischo. It's quite a bit of now Rashi. Look at the Rashi there. It says, ha'ad eitz chikra, what do you need the pasuk for? Lema'ote, to exclude kagon shehifrish pischo. He set aside a korban pesach. Ula achar zman amar lezona, and then after a while he said to the zona, he valili, he had relations with me, vehimani al pischi be'etnanaich, and you become part of my chabura to eat the korban pesach as part of your pay. You can come and join my korban pesach. Vechevan de amar Rebbe says, and since Rebbe said a chidush on korban pesach, what's the chidush? Rashai adam lemanot achirim. A person can appoint others by pay. If he needs money, he can raise money by inviting you to join him in a portion of his Korban Pesach. He says, therefore we see that a Korban Pesach, even though it's kochim, it remains your asset. So now if it's a yours, it should become an etnan. That's the chiddush of the pasuk, because the Shita asked the question. The Gemara says, where's the hava mina here? That if you were magdish a korban, you gave us an etnan, that you can make it pasul. If you were magdish, it belongs to the harabai, to the baramidash, to the hekdesh. You, because not your mammon, you can't go and posel somebody else's mammon. No, korban pesach stays your mammon, and because it's your mammon, and you're including a zona as part of your korban, and you're giving it to her in lieu of services, there might be a half a minute here that yeah, you can make an internet done, it would be asur. Kamash Malan, we've got this lechol neder, this exclusion here, that even that would be excluded. And the Gemara says there, brings the Rashi back, Rebbe Hida Tanya, Imi Yimata Bait Miyot Mise, Hechiyahu Mise. Right? He said, brings the Pasuk over there, Imi Yimata Bait Miyot Mise, if basically the house is short, Se Velakahu Ushcheno Akro Beto, Bimichsat Nefashot, Ishtefi Yochlo, Takofu Alase. Basically, you could all join in. And there, the Limud now is, what does it mean, Imi Yimata Bait Miyot Mise, Hechiyahu Mise? You can basically create lavu out of the seh. The Tanakhama says michte achila, velo michte mekach. You can just use the curator to buy money for food to eat. Look at Rashi there. He says there imi ma'et michte achila. Imi ma'et habayit michte achila. Yekabel chiyuto mezulo minase she'ein lo mashu yochal yechiyahu mise. Im ein lo etzim letzlotu. If he hasn't got wood to burn it, michte achila hu vechiyahu velo yechiyahu mise. Right? But not mekach. See, that's not mekach. Shim rotzei lasot tzchorit. He wants to trade. He can't go and raise money for his business from the Korban Pesach. Rabbi says, no. Af michtei mekach, even michtei mekach, shim ein lo memane acher mimo apischo, v'achigigato u'ma'otav chulin. He said, you can bring in partners into your Korban Pesach, into Korban Chagiga, and the money you raise is chulin. Do whatever you want with it. So we see here the Korban Pesach has this element of chulin, the element of mammon. Therefore, there is a havah min, the Korban Pesach would become an etnan, and therefore, you need a separate limit for it. Shamanat Kain Higdishu Yisrael Pischen, says Rebbe. When a person was Magdish Pesach, from the outset, he was Magdishin in such a way that if he had to raise money for any other purpose, he could raise money by selling a part of the Korban Pesach. And that's why we would have thought Korban Pesach is his, and therefore, even if he was Magdishin beforehand and he gave it to her as a etnan, it could have become pasul. Kamash Balan, Lechola Neder, no, excluded, and therefore still stays a good Korban. Okay, let's quickly finish off, yeah? Kola Surim Legab Mizbeach. Now we say anything that you gave her, right? The Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah over here, Natana Mugdashin, Ali Ofot, where was it? Natana Maot, Yainosh, Bechot Dabar Shechotze Bakar Mizbeach, Asur. Natana Mugdashin, Ali Mutarin, Ofot, Shaya Behen Mugdashin. Anyway, Kol Asur, yeah. Kol Asur Legab Mizbeach. Vladotahen mutar. Anything was asher itself to the mizbeach, the vladotah mutar. Okay, so that's the Mishnah now. Amarav, kol asurim legam mizbeach, or temuri. He says they're mutar. V'tanya, on that we learned on that Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar himself said it's asur. So Amarav huna bar chandichinana, Amarav Nachman, machloket, when we had the machloket in the Mishnah, we said about the vladot mutar. Rabbi Lezer says the vladot asur, that the fetuses of asur were born from the asur. The Tanakama says they're mutar. So Rav Huna says, in the name of Rav Nachman, that the machloket is she'ivru ulevesof nirba'u. We spoke there about animals that had relations with people. We said the vlad is mutar or asur. He says, no, where's the machloket? If they were first pregnant and then they had relations. Rabbi Lezer savar ubar yerechimuhu. Rabbi Lezer says, what are you talking about? They had relations after they were pregnant, therefore it's if he had relations with the fetus as well, because the fetus is the extension of the mother, it's part of the mother. V'rabbanan tzavrei lav yerech imahu. No, they're two separate animals altogether. He had relations with the mother, and the fetus is fine. Aval nirvu ulevesof ivru. But if he had relations with the animal before it became pregnant, and then it became pregnant, divrei hakol mutarin. Okay? So that is Rav Huna. If it was pregnant afterwards, then even Rabbi Yezu said it's mutar. Rava says other way around. Rava amar machloket keshe nirvu ulevasof ibru. He says no. Rava says the machloket is if they had a relation with the mother and then she became pregnant. Rabbi Eliezer savar zev ze goren. Remember this concept? Rava says no. How did it become pregnant? Right? So he says, it's a little bit difficult this, but he says like this. He says zev ze goren. Look at Rashi zev ze goren. Hazacha shebala abahem zo. Vehi garmo levlad sheyavo, hare garmuhu isur veheter. Daviv mutar veimu asura. He says, yeah, we've got a mother which is asur, a father which is mutar, and if you've got a gorem, something which was created out of an isur and a heter, it becomes asur. So the mother was really asur, even though the father was mutar, nonetheless, the mother here taints it, and the vlad becomes asur because it's born to an asur mother. Rabbanan Samer, no. Zeva Zeh Gorei Mutar. The fetus itself, the mother itself, is Asur. but we've got a mutar father here, and then because the fetus is a derived from Israel and Heter, it's mutar, and therefore aval ibru. However, he says other way around, if it was pregnant before ulevesof nirbu, and then it became pregnant, divra kol asurim. So machlok will be here. What do we say, divra kol? If in other words, we see in the first case, if it became pregnant after it had the relations, it would be mutar. Right, in the first way of reading it here, it says, Rabba letame, so now Rava, right, says that the machloket is that they were nirbu and then she became pregnant because of Zevazeh. Says that it comes to Amarava, Vlad nirvaat asura. He says, a Vlad of a nirva is asur, he uvlada nirbu, like in our Mishnah we saw, because basically she and the Vlad, basically it's your relation with he and the Vlad. And Vlad Nagachad asur, and the Vlad of a going and also asur, why he Vlad nokho? Right, that's why the word explains it. Nishnachina Amalei, another way of saying this machloket, Amrilei, Amravuna, Barachina Amarav Nachman, machloket, Shenirvu, Keshehen Mugdashin. He says the Gemara brings another machloket altogether. What are we talking about? That they had relations when she was already Mugdash. She had already been dedicated as a korban. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Bizui Milta. Rabbi Eliezer says, why is it Asur? Because Bizui, it's a disgrace to the korban. Veram Savar Lo. And I'm going to say, no, we don't care about that. However, if they were chulin before you dedicated the korban, since it's now changed, it was a chulin, it now became a korban, we'd say no longer a problem, it's now mutar. Even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that as long as it was before she became kochin, it would be mutar because she basically it's a new animal. And then the Gemara brings a whole shachir, and the Rava says, no, machloket kishen nirvu kishen chulin. The machlokes is when they were still chulin. The Rabbi Eliezer savar bizui milta. Rabbi Eliezer says now it was chulin. It's tainted. It's tainted altogether. Rabbi Eliezer savar hoil v'ishtum mutar. Rabbi Eliezer said no. Since it's a new korban, it's now kochim. It's changed its status. It is okay. Aval nirvu keshen mukdashim. Had it been happened while it was mukdashin, even Rabbi Adam would say it's asur. Divrei hakol asurin. Okay, let's end off over here.